From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. It will be a big night for President Obama in Los Angeles as he seeks to raise more campaign cash from California's rich and famous. NPR's Mara Liasson reports a star-studded concert comes after a roller coaster week for the president.
Tonight's fundraiser will feature performances by Katy Perry, Jon Bon Jovi, and Stevie Wonder. It comes just after the president's campaign announced it had raised $181 million in September. That's the second best month the president has ever had, just short of the $191 million he raised in September 4 years ago. Mr. Obama has been trying to regain the momentum he lost after a poor debate performance on Wednesday. Polls nationally and in key battleground states show that Mitt Romney received a bounce, anywhere from 3 to 5 points, based on the widespread perception that he won the debate. The president was helped a bit by a better-than-expected jobs report on Friday, but he's now reconsidering his debate strategy in preparation for the next encounter with Romney, a town hall-style debate in New York on October 16th. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Former GOP presidential primary candidate Newt Gingrich told NBC's Meet the Press that in the wake of a weak debate performance, the president caught a major break with Friday's lower jobless rate figures.
I think it was a significant help to the president. Imagine it come out at 8.2 following that debate. I mean, people would have entered this weekend saying, well, that's close to the end.
On the same program, Obama advisor Robert Gibbs declared Mitt Romney's attack on public broadcasting in general, and Big Bird in particular, was a debate stumble.
The notion that let's go to war on Wall Street, go to war with Sesame Street, but give Wall Street a big wet kiss, that's exactly what got us into this mess.
For his part, Big Bird took no sides. When asked about the presidential debate dust-up, the Sesame Street character was interviewed on NBC's Saturday Night Live by Seth Meyers.
So, before you go, do you have any political statement you'd like to make?
No, I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
In Venezuela, the vote for president is on today, and Venezuelans living in the southern U.S. streamed into New Orleans to cast their votes in that election. Allison Keyes has more.
Earlier this year, Venezuela closed its consulate in Miami, so some South Florida voters hopped on buses for the trip to New Orleans to cast their ballots. 22-year-old Andrea Bauza told NBC 6 TV,
"The fact that we're here to look for a better future for our country, I think that's really important."
The Venezuelan consulate in New Orleans said it was expecting more than 19,000 voters from 10 U.S. states, including Arkansas and the Carolinas. New Orleans is among 8 voting centers for Venezuelans in the U.S. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is facing a challenge from Enrique Capriles. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
This is NPR. 60 victims of Britain's phone hacking scandal are calling on the government to regulate the news media. Larry Miller reports that in a letter to the prime minister, they say failure to do so would amount to a betrayal.
The hacking victims say the government must not reject statutory regulation of the press. The signatories include writer J.K. Rowling, singer Charlotte Church, and actors Jude Law and Hugh Grant. Grant told the BBC there must be a body with teeth that can rule on complaints of unethical media conduct to prevent papers, politicians, and police once again becoming too close.
Instead of the press regulating themselves, this system which has proven over 50 years again and again to have failed, for there to be an independent regulator, independent of the newspaper industry, but also, crucially, independent of government.
In response, Cameron says he does not want heavy-handed state intervention, insisting there must be a free press. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The driver of a Canadian tour bus that overturned on a New Jersey interstate exit ramp this weekend told state police he lost control of his vehicle when another driver cut him off. The driver was one of almost 24 injured. 3 are still hospitalized. It's that season again at Maine's Sunday River Ski Resort. Time for the North American Wife Carrying Championship. Covering an obstacle course of hurdles, sand traps, and a water hole, the winners were a World Wife Carrying Championship couple from Helsinki, Finland. They won the woman's weight in beer and 5 times her weight in cash, which was about $530. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.